Hello.
Oh, someone. Oh, Mary's on. Oh, Debbie's on. Just waiting for slow coach blooming. Kirby. Oh, there he is. Where on earth are you, Kirby? I like your new house. Yeah. Very nice.
Are we going to see
in the garden?
Debbie's.
I thought I turned on the camera.
Debbie's not chancing video because she hasn't got the technology. Oh, you had turned on the camera. She's on there. Kirby, you've just turned your camera off, you dopey twit. Honestly.
Is it on or not?
Oh, it's okay. On now.
Yeah,
you're on.
Right, are we able to sing?
If you guys had been like 2 minutes earlier, the special weapons Dalek had just trundled.
Well, I do apologize, Kirby, for making myself a cup of tea.
Kirby, you're always good at just telling us how we missed people.
Yeah. that's right.
Nothing ever happens when you're there.
Anyway, what's the most important thing about today?
No, don't say anything yet, Kirby. Andy, don't say anything. Nobody say anything at all, or else you're in serious. Right, hang on, I'm going to deduct some points.
What's his name?
Andy. Andy, point deducted.
What?
-1. Aunt Debbie, point deducted for interrupting me. -1.
Andy and Mary don't know the new rules.
Doesn't matter. They should listen to the podcast. So it doesn't matter. They haven't had any points deducted yet. You and Andy have had the points deducted. Right. Now, be quiet. Haven't started the show yet. Sorry, Mary. I do apologise for my co-podcasters' interruptions of things. Okay, so don't take it to heart or anything. Right, just give me a few seconds to sort my technical difficulties out. And don't huff and puff at people either.
Are there no rolls?
Rolls? I haven't got any rolls. No, I had a roast dinner for... What about... they listen to the show. They know the rules.
How come Mary doesn't have video?
She does.
She has.
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
Anyway, enough of that.
Hey, guys, this is coming out the speakers, too, and I need to figure out how to stop that.
Oh, well, so very sorry, Kirby, for saying happy birthday to Mary. Yes,
no,
she's 23 today. Happy birthday, Mary.
Unplug your speakers.
I'm what today?
23.
Young,
yes. Yeah. Forever young.
Of course.
I thought there was an alcohol ban.
This is strange. I don't know why this is doing this. Sorry.
It's because it's Mary's birthday, Kirby.
I can't partake yet because it's too early, but I will later. Yes, Andy. Ooh. Can I suck it through the screen?
That's what she said.
Oh, God.
Oh, I know what's going on. Can you give me a second to adjust this?
Oh, bloody Kirby.
Where are we? It's 6 minutes past seven, and Kirby still hasn't sorted anything out. Nothing changed. Anyway, Jeff Waddles, I haven't started the show yet. We won't talk about that. Right. Oh, no. Why is it so loud? I'll turn it down. That's better. Right. Now, behave yourselves. Points will be deducted.
No
for,
chance.
Points will be deducted for certain misdemeanors throughout this episode prior to the quiz.
Who's misdemeanors? Is he a new podcaster?
Might be, the way things are going.
Yeah,
it's
right.
My alter ego.
Ah, right.
So, yes.
And why were you waving around two glasses of wine? Are they both for you?
He nicked Dawn.
Yes, no, they're different glasses. Yeah. No, that is that's Sunburst, that one.
Fixed it.
Okay.
And that one is a Sauvignon Blanc.
So my next question is, are they both for you?
Yes.
Eventually.
Dawn's also got two glasses.
No, they're for Stormy, of course. Now, I only see Mary's picture, the still picture.
It doesn't matter. We can see it moving. I'll tell you, she looks lovely. Where are all your birthday cards?
No, I mean, that's her default. It's her default picture. It's not a video at all.
I've got a nice picture. I have a nice view of Mary.
Hey!
Debbie, you keep disappearing.
We had a nice view a few weeks ago.
Right, if you don't stop talking about the video screens, I'll turn them off. Right. Okay, I'm going to get going now. Everybody seems to be here. I want to get... Oh, it's 7 minutes
past. Where are you
going? I'm going to deduct a point from Kirby because, in fact, it's 8 minutes past and we should have started 5 minutes ago.
Watch out, guys. He's got really bad for that.
I'm going to give Mary a point because it's her birthday, but we haven't actually started the show yet, so I'll have to explain to the listeners rather than the viewers what's actually...
You might take it away once I give my review.
Right, anyway.
Yeah, mine.
Shush, 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 shush. Shush, everybody, shush. Hello and welcome to the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 340. I'm Adam, and I love Chinese. And here's Andy Nunny.
Is that all you've got? I thought we'd have loads.
Debbie Melrose.
You don't have to go to outer space to find monsters.
Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Do you want dinner? I've got Mexican.
And Mary Lang. And everybody, the most important thing about today, of course, is it's Mary's 23rd birthday!
Yay!
And this definitely deserves this.
You're so sweet.
I'm not going to have a sip of tea as well.
Very pretty.
Right, now we don't normally put in the stuff that happens prior to recording, but on the stuff that was being recorded before we actually supposed to start recording was so funny, it's probably going to end up in the show. Mainly thanks to... Oh! Hey!
What?
The beautiful Debbie, the one standing next to me over here, is just nicking
Debbie.
My pad that's got that I'm going to be using for doing the scores. Hang on, where's it gone?
Sorry.
Where is it? I've just written... Oh, it's there. Thank you.
Can't get the staff, can you?
Yeah, right then. Okay, let's try and explain to the listeners to the podcast, just in case I didn't include the stuff that was going on earlier on. Right, we've had points deducted prior to the quiz for Andy for trying to interrupt my big happy birthday song for Mary, for Debbie for also trying to interrupt my big birthday song for Mary, and for Kirby for just dawdling and for messing around with his internet. Mary has been given a point because it's her birthday today. And now, before that, I was trying to initiate this birthday song for Mary. If Andy and Debbie weren't interrupting me, because Andy, you said it's something special about today, didn't you? I automatically assumed that was because it was Mary's birthday, or was it something else you wanted to talk about?
No, that's the it's the most important day of the year. You know,
there we go.
And may I say, it won't be long before it is yours, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I'm not counting that. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in a time loop, which means I'm forever going to be stuck in last year's birthday. So it won't be a birthday for me this year because I had one last year. That'll do. Okay?
Yeah, I don't have any more birthdays either.
Nothing wrong with turning 50.
I've turned 50. No, not denying that. That's it.
Look what I did when I was 50.
Anyway, we've got some messages have come through on the thread. Jeff Waddle says, the light shining through the door window makes it look like a quark. Oh, you mean the window? So it does, yes. That's for people who are listening, watching on the 20MB.2 podcast Facebook group video feed. And Joshua Dyball says, Sauvignon Blanc, good taste.
Of course.
Well, for me, it's just wine, good taste. I'll just drink wine, no matter what it is.
You're a philistine.
Oh, but there are better wines than there are not so better wines. Marks and Spencer wine is very nice.
Red Malbec for me. There you go. You can't go wrong.
See, Pinot Grigio.
We actually keep wine notes, don't it, for years, and now we know what what's good.
I've got loads of wine. Got loads of wine behind me.
That's excellent.
But this podcast is supposed to be teetotal, so I might be thinking about deducting some points later on.
In your dreams.
Debbie is faking the wine by drinking it out of a teacup.
I wish. I drank it all last night.
I have a cup of tea that I'm drinking out of a teacup.
Frozen. You're disappointed. Oh, you're back again.
Never mind, whoever's frozen, otherwise I'll say there'll be points deducted for getting distracted by the video feed. Right then, this week we're going to be looking at... Or was it knock-knock? Who's there?
No, there's only two, not three.
That'd be knock-knock-knock.
There was three on the in the programme, and there's two there for the title
two.
Of the show.
You did two.
That's knock-knock. Yeah, two. We're going to be looking at knock-knock this week. Now, how many of you actually haven't watched it? Gone quiet. Who's gone very quiet? So you've all seen it, have you?
Yep.
Yeah, once.
Well, I was just about to deduct a point for somebody who hadn't seen the show. Once is enough, Kirby. It's better than nothing.
No, once is usually not enough. I usually watch at least three times.
Well, why don't you explain to the listeners where you are?
I'm in the Cowes on the Isle of Wight, in here on 20 megabyte towers. And the sun's going down soon, so I'll probably have to switch the light on. Otherwise, we'll be...
Why
are you doing
outside.
That face, Debbie?
I believe she is talking about me.
Debbie was doing that face.
I'm in the lobby of the Atlanta Marriott Century Hotel, where Hulanta is winding up.
I can see that. There's nobody there apart from you.
It's very empty. It looks very empty where you are.
No, I'm at one side of the lobby, and this isn't where people really are. I mean, there's a few fans out here.
Not people, just you, Kirby.
Any guests?
Huh? Yes, of course there's guests.
Well, who?
Yes, Doctor Who.
Point deducted for the worst comedy ever.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Who are the guests?
Colin Baker, you've heard of him. Camille Kadoori.
Colin Baker, Kirby, did he remember you?
Yes.
Did he remember the fact that he didn't remember you when I spoke to him?
No.
What a surprise.
I didn't bring that up.
Did you invite him on the show then, Kirby?
Huh?
Did you invite him on the show?
No. This is an informal thing where I'm just set up in the lobby.
Okay.
Right.
He's not going to wander past here. The layout of this lobby versus where the convention is, you're not going to see a lot of people wandering by.
There's one.
Oh, so
funny. We're just wandering by now.
We also had Nicola Bryant.
Did you tell her about the Nicholas Norks page that Ben set up?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's a shame.
But she did like the little...
Nicholas Norks page, brilliant.
The pewter Perry that I presented to her to be autographed.
Yes.
I saw your picture of that autograph.
Yeah, I saw that too. Now, do you have an actual ticket to the convention or are
yes.
you just in LobbyCon?
No, I've been here... yesterday and today, officially.
Okay.
It's just I couldn't come on Friday, even though it started Friday, because of Julia's graduation.
Well, congratulations to Julia.
Congratulations, Julia.
Good news. Yes. Good news.
And I tried to get her to come by here as she was driving home this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see her on the map, because I can track her on Google Maps. And I texted her to drop by,
yes.
and she just drove...
Stormageddon is about to make an appearance.
She just drove right by.
There he is.
Hello, say
hi. Right, let's wave at Stormageddon.
Someday he's going to ask his dad, why am I Stormageddon?
And excuse me, Dennis the Menace has just gone past in the background there, Kirby. What's going on there? Anyway.
And where's Jason?
Hello, darling.
Jason and Dana have they had other things to do, so they decided not to join us.
Okay.
Here, Kirby,
yes?
Are you going to be seeing Jason again before you leave?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay, he's coming to the UK at the end of the month. I just sorted out where we're going to meet him.
He's not sure. They're still trying to put things together. He asked me to pass that along.
Okay, I'll message you about that. So it would be good to try and meet him. You say the London will possibly... We might go to Cardiff, so I've not been to the exhibition in Cardiff yet.
Okay,
so
right.
So we might try and do
okay,
that.
Okay, there.
Waving
there's
at
a
me,
bit
Debbie.
More of the
oh,
lobby,
a lift.
Okay?
It's a turbo lift. Is Kurt going to walk out?
Big lobby.
Look at the lift.
They've got the Enterprise seats there.
That's the lift for the three episodes, isn't it?
Look, there's the Enterprise seats there. Look in the background. There's Kurt's...
Okay. Anyway,
stop waving it around, Debbie. I'm making me seasick.
I'm off on one.
All right, Storm is going to bed. Say night night.
Night night, darling. See you next time.
Okay, night night. Okay, there you go, mate.
Mike's just all waving at him.
Right, let's get on with the show.
Somebody's learned over the last couple of weeks.
The way.
Ah.
Master?
Yes, darling. Sorry, wrong one. So I was talking to
The way to all of the convention stuff is on that side of the lobby. That's why you don't see a lot of people on this side of the lobby.
Okay. Can we get on with the show now?
Why do you sit on that side of the lobby then?
Yes.
It's that side of the lobby.
It doesn't matter which side of the lobby it is. Let's get on with the show before points are deducted.
Why am I not seated over there? Electricity.
Right.
I am at a desk that has electricity and a couple of lobby usable computers.
Right, let's get on with the show. Right, so...
Watch out.
Knock Knock begins with... basically, a handle. No, this a handle. The door struck me because I'm sure this handle's appeared in the previous episode. A sort of, you know, it's like a sort of gargoyle type thing. Everybody's gone all blank, but that sort of.
Well, the way you were going with this, that was all.
The knock, yeah, the knocker.
You don't want to lose points for butting in.
No, it's not butting in. When I'm asking you a question, I expect you to answer. That's not butting in. That's just responding.
Yeah, but we didn't understand where you were going. That was
the knocker problem. Handle, not Bill's knockers. The knocker handle on the door where they knock at the beginning of the episode. There was it looked like something I've seen before in Doctor Who, especially this Bill's series. Knockers. Oh, what about last week? You know when they were in London and there was a few door. Handles. I'm pretty sure they went into a door, and this knocker was actually on the door in last week's episode.
It did look similar, didn't it?
Oh, do you don't think it is then? I just wonder if it's supposed to be the same house.
I can't check because I only have this episode with me.
I just wonder if it's supposed to be the same house. It looks a bit like you remember in the Daemons, the face of the Daemon himself. Looks a bit like that to me, but well. Don't worry.
Especially with knockers, Adam. It's a bit worrying.
If it comes to haunt us later on in the series, I'll be deducting points left, right, and centre for you lot making me feel like I'm a complete twit. But I can tell you, I recognise that knocker. Yes.
I noticed in the as they're going around all these houses, one of the houses has a sign that seems to be missing an eye.
Oh.
Shouldn't it say toilet? Instead of toilet.
He's so funny, isn't he? Point deductive for being absolutely terrible at comedy. It's 3 points down here now, Kirby. Right.
Oh, I plan to lose tremendously.
Yeah, anyway, he's trying to say it's a tactic, everyone. Okay, right.
It is a tactic.
And immediately we meet a group of very irritating young people that wouldn't be out of place. Would not be out of place in an episode of Class. So, these are supposed to be Bill's friends.
Exactly what I thought of.
These are supposed to be Bill's friends anyway. There's a sort of they're trying to find some way to
they're
live.
They're older than the kids in class.
Yeah, they may well be.
Well, they're university students. They would be.
Yes, and they're basically going around trying to have a look at various places to live, and their sort of letting agent is a bit rubbish. And then
could they have actually got a better mix of people? Because you've got ethnic people, you've also got gay people, you've got different nationalities. You've got somebody with a appalling accent that's supposed, I think, to be Brummy, but I sound nothing like that, do I?
No, you can understand what this person's saying, so obviously you can't can't say he's supposed to be Brummy. Anyway, right, so
But no, what I mean is, I think it was deliberate. They've got a real mix. Mm. Everyone is different.
A little mix. Basis. A little mix. I think I give myself a point there. That goes into the bonus pot. So that's a bit of a lucky one for you. Right then. So then we meet David Suchet. Who is an actor?
I didn't recognise him at first.
Hercule
Poirot. I have no idea who he is.
He played.
He's John Suchet's brother.
Yeah, John Suchet, the newsreader, is his brother. Yeah, and he played Hercule Poirot.
Debbie,
what did you call him? Sorry, and you're our clever person, Debbie. What did you call him? She's gone all quiet again. Yeah,
no, Hercule Poirot.
Hercule Poirot. Yes, thank you. What did you call him, Debbie?
No. No, he's not the proper Hercule Poirot.
No, we're not. Oh, shut
Poirot.
Up.
What?
He is. He's done more. He's performed in Poirot more than everybody else. Yes, he is.
Yeah, but the one to me is the one from the famous movie.
What one-off film?
Yeah.
Which movie?
Whereas he's done series after series of
Murder on the Orient Express.
Which actor?
I'm looking up.
Well, that's helpful, isn't it?
We said he's famous. We can't remember who he is.
Anyway, let's get back to the story.
That's
right.
So the film version of The Nile, wasn't it? No, that's...
Does it matter?
Yes.
Oh, that was Richard Griffiths. It was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Our listenership's just gone down from 5 to 1 after that. But viewership, sorry, not listenership.
I'm speaking of the 1974 movie.
Murder on the Orient Express.
I'm trying to open it up.
Isn't it Peter something?
No, is it?
Peter Ustinov. Oh, Peter Ustinov.
Bless you, Mary.
No, he was not. Poirot is supposed to be small and dapper. Peter Ustinov is definitely not small and dapper. Anything but.
No, he's thinking of the movie Murder on the Orient Express.
Albert Finney.
Albert Finney. I still think Albert Finney.
He's not small and dapper.
Yes, I still think that that David Suchet's version yes. of Poirot is more Poirot.
Hey, never seen it.
Thank you, Mary. Point for Mary.
Get on with it.
Point for Mary. Thank you very much. So yeah, we meet. We go into the house. Initially, it's daylight. It doesn't look particularly spooky in daylight. But for some reason, one of the chats moves in that night, whereas the rest of them decide to move in the next day. And
Esther?
Oh, good grief. Yes.
Why do we have movie/television lightning? Lightning doesn't behave that way, and thunder doesn't come immediately with the lightning. You have to have a delay.
It does if you rise on top of under the heat of the storm. It would.
Thank you very much, Andy. Point given back to Andy for making a very good point.
These were the most thickest students in the world because they didn't notice there was no PowerPoint, no electricity. I mean, I've moved house umpteen times. I bought 5 houses of my own. I've moved house several times. You know, it's sort of fairly obvious things like, can I plug something in here? Have I got a washing machine? Is the central heating? They sort of didn't notice these things. I mean, are these people clinically thick or what?
Well, I think it's just because it was a cheap place to live. That's basically what they were thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why it was cheap. You tend to notice things like that, don't you?
Hmm.
And they managed to plug everything into the kitchen and they've blown the bloody fuse board, pardon my French, the blooming fuse board.
No. Anyway, back to the story. So, Pavel moves in. He's got one light and he's got a little record and he starts playing it and then you hear him scream.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. Yeah.
How come what?
I missed play a record. Said.
He can set up all his equipment.
Yeah.
With no PowerPoints.
Yeah.
With no.
Yeah. And also he had a light in hanging down from the ceiling, so he must have had some sort of power facility. Anyway, yeah, it's a bit of a scream, and he obviously something's happened to him, and then we get the title sequence. And then Bill starts packing she uses the TARDIS to move her stuff from a quite nice little room, actually. I would have stayed there if I were. Mm-hmm. To the new residence. When the doctor sees a new residence, he thinks it's quite interesting. So, what on earth is that noise?
Yeah.
What was that?
It was actually something just down the road from us. I'm not sure what it was.
Got someone getting murdered. That sounds like it.
Yes.
I was thinking maybe someone had the volume up on the video.
It's the Guildford Mafia, you see. You don't get the wrong side of them.
Like I say, the doctor
wants to vote Labour. That's it. Bonk, gone.
Yeah, the doctor sees the house and thinks it's quite interesting. As he says, interesting. Interesting. Mercedes-Benz. So Bill goes in with a...
Make this better than it was.
funny coloured box and stuff. And so the doctor is then introduced as a granddad, stroke dad, and then grandfather. Oh, is that a hint to something? Called grandfather quite a few times. Stop flashing me in the face with that phone, Kirby. Grief. Yeah,
bounce back up Palom's forehead is awful.
Thank you. So we have a little bit of a sort of them carrying their boxes up to their room, and then we have Paul flirting with Bill. Bill deflects it straight away, but doesn't tell him straight until later on. Then she hangs a picture of her mum up on the
cladding. Convenient nail just happens.
Yes, I noticed the convenient nail.
I wondered that too.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a magic wall.
It's a science fiction fantasy TV wall, apparently. Again, this is another sort of close up of the picture to show that her mum's probably going to be in the series later on.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, we're building up to that.
And there's a mention of Chinese, I believe.
The food.
Yeah. And the doctor then arrives in a cupboard and scares the living daylights out of himself and everybody else. in the cupboard. He brings out.
I thought it was like an outfield.
Oh, was that a basement?
I thought it was a TARDIS.
No, it's not the TARDIS.
No, that was still outside. And no. When they look out the door later, the TARDIS is sat out there with its door wide.
Yeah, I know. I was pointing at you. I was trying to make a joke, sir.
And failing again. Another point deducted.
You're so mean.
What was that noise? Right, so, yeah. So the doctor realises it's quite cold in the house and gives them an oil heater, which they can't use because it's
old. Oh, we're seeing we're getting a tour of Andy's house.
Yeah. We're getting the sound effects of Andy's house. Lord. He's just knocked out the video. Oh. Yeah, so Bill sort of doesn't really want the doctor there because she sort of says, oh, this is a different life to my life with you. You shouldn't really be here, et cetera, et cetera.
She gets him awful fast.
David Suchet. Sorry, Ian. Sorry, Mary.
Excited about being with him.
David Suchet just seems to appear and disappear like a ghost.
That's the point. When Shireen looks out the door and sees that he's gone, but the TARDIS is sat there with its door wide open.
Ah,
is it open? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that. Well, I point to Debbie. That was good. Well done, Debbie. Never noticed that. Impressive. I forgot where I was now. Oh yeah, he's got his own. Stop making a noise.
Not me.
I think you'll find it is.
Yes.
Gotta be you.
As I was saying,
turn your video back on so we can see.
I'm not sure what's happened. I'm trying to sort it out.
Yeah, don't worry about it. He's got his own sonic, so tuning fork, which he rather strangely uses to summon these weird creatures we see later on in the story. The doctor sort of keeps on asking questions because he's got suspicious of him. What sort of questions was he asking him?
Just asked him who's the prime minister. He runs.
Yeah, because he thinks he's not of this time. Yeah.
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 That was going to be one of my quotes if someone had stolen mine.
No, yeah. Kirby, we can't see you anymore. Sometimes quite a good thing.
I think I'm back. I'm not sure what happened there.
Adam and the girls right now.
Yeah, that's it.
Then he's got fiddling with your hair. Oh, he's back. He's back. Front and sides too.
But Andy's video is off and Mary's video is off.
Mary's is on.
No, it's not.
Mary, take no notice of him. Right.
I try. God knows I try.
Yeah, so the doctor, Bill keeps on hinting for the doctor to go until things get really scary.
Just trying to impress these people that she doesn't really know, you know, and he's obviously, worrying her.
Yeah. He's an old fart amongst youngsters.
Did those students actually know who he was?
Yeah, he was, of course, from the university, the lectures at the university.
They knew him as the doctor.
Yeah.
As the famous lecturer.
Yes.
But nobody actually queried the fact, it's my father. It's like, what? No, he said, I'm his father. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, she said granddad, and he said, I'm too old. I look too old to be your granddad. So she said father then.
No one actually questioned that.
Well, they're obviously not very observant in other areas, Andy. So
this lot are thick. They really are thick.
This lot is very thick, yes.
Anyway, so...
sociology students or media studies.
Media studies, probably.
Yes.
Yeah. Never mind. Anyway,
it's the old joke. What do you say to a media studies student? Do you want? Can I fries with that, please?
Can I what?
Can I have fries with that, please?
Oh, no.
Anyway, right. So, the gap has come up to the point when Bill tells him straight that she's only interested in girls, and he's quite relieved. He thinks there's something wrong with him until he says that. And then almost immediately, he starts making silly, scary noises, and then he makes an actual noise of screaming when he gets...
But I like the fact that he makes it... He does make an actual convincing, scary noise, because obviously he's
been... Yeah, and the door's then locked as well.
And the girls actually do worry about him. They don't just walk off.
Well, they're worried about the whole situation, aren't they?
Yes.
The doctor's sort of realizing that the wood in the house has got something to do with the situation, and he pairs up with, I think, Harry, whereas what's the other girl's name? Shireen, or I can't remember her name.
Shireen.
Pairs up with Bill. One of the other girls, the Oriental girl, jumps out the window, and then rather scarily, I thought it was quite scary, gets taken. Or it's not very graphic, but you know what's happening by the tree.
Aloft by the tree. Yes.
But that was quite a good scene. That was probably the sort of the one that I found most creepy. I think because Isabella wouldn't watch this because she thought it was too scary. I didn't actually get that.
Honestly, what a 7:20 slot. This actually there was some quite disturbing stuff. You know, I did wonder about, you know, your two children, how they found that. Because this was, 7:20.
No, Isla, I didn't let Isla watch this one because I thought it would be a bit suggestive.
No, I think...
I don't think it was as scary
things and survived. So, you know, I wouldn't. I thought it was going to be scarier than it was.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was going to be scarier than it was. But there's a couple of good bits. I thought the him being fused into the wall was quite impressive. Yeah. But, of course, David Suchet comes in and does his tuning fork thing. No, he stops the record from playing.
Yeah, takes the record, yeah.
And he sort of gets sucked into the wall, and then they realise that he's quite a very nice chap. So they sort of... he taps the fork and they run off, and then they find a way into the tower, which he says, no, you mustn't go into the tower. And we find a way into it.
I want Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
The books, yeah.
Yeah, it must be fairly obvious, though. Yeah, the tower's at the back of the building, so go to the back of the building. And how difficult
is it?
This lot are thick. They're clinically thick.
Well, they've never seen a decent horror movie.
Yeah, obviously.
And then we meet one of the little woodlice thingies. and Doctor thinks it's quite cute initially.
get a matchbox.
Yeah, and then a load of them turn up.
It's a bloody big matchbox.
It's
Cook's matches.
The Doctor regularly uses his sonic screwdriver as a torch. Let's see, I've got a sonic screwdriver here. Let's see if you can actually use it as a torch.
Hang
on.
You definitely use lightsabers as torches. We used to do that.
It's malfunctioning.
If the fuse box ever went, we always had a lightsaber to hand, didn't we?
For some reason, it's not going the other way. No, it doesn't really light up very much. But
it's because it's light still.
Oh, there we go.
We can't see it.
Well,
that's not my fault. All right.
Not a really reliable light.
He's feisty tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Just moving forward. Oh, yeah, then they find their way into the room where there's a painting of this woman who obviously you think initially it's the daughter of David Suchet.
Well, that's what the Doctor thinks.
Well, that's what he suggests it to David Suchet. David Suchet goes on with the story.
Yeah, you're quite right, yeah.
And then they find a box full of possessions of previous tenants. And amazingly, what I thought was a bit stupid was there was a... like a Polaroid picture of somebody on the verge of dying. Would somebody really take a Polaroid picture of that?
Yeah. Why not?
Evident.
Why not? You'd be legging it. You'd be taking Polaroids.
Look at the crap that people take on mobile phones these days.
Exactly.
They're car accidents, and they're taking pictures of it. I mean, again...
Yeah, but this is now.
They put a lot of selfies. You know, like there's a whole like page on Facebook devoted to the last selfie.
There is, but that's now. That's this now. Not in 20 years ago.
Technology
The previous students are as clinically thick as this lot are. Obviously, David Suchet has gone for the most clinically thick, totally incompetent, moronic people he can find, which, knowing the most of the student population these days, ain't difficult, who will do things like that.
Joshua Dyball.
I'm about to die. I'm going to take a picture of me about to die.
Okay, thank you. Joshua Dyball says, yeah, I agree that showing the fused chap is surprising for 7:20 p.m.
Thank you.
What's the matter, Kirby? Oh, he's very good.
Oh, look,
good.
He's got his bag.
He's got... Kirby has on his back, listeners, things. An emoji with an inappropriate expression on its face, really, for you.
it's the quizzical.
Yeah, no, you should have a smiley face, Kirby.
Well, a point
for Andy for comedy. That was really quite good.
Don't I get a point for having an emoji?
Yes, you get a point for the emoji. That was funny, Kirby. Well done. Yes, right. So where did I get up? So we were talking about David Suchet. The Doctor is really sussing him out and working him out. There's a point in which Yeah, because he says about the painting, and then the little Harry tries to run off, and his foot gets fused into the steps, and then he gets immediately eaten by a load of woodlice. And then, although I did forget to mention earlier on in the episode, because you lot were talking a lot about the Doctor explaining to Bill about being a Time Lord and just sort of just slightly mentioning regeneration, which he tends to do in a series where he's going to regenerate.
Yes, he looked very pensive, didn't he, when he mentioned regeneration?
Yeah. And then we meet the Wooden Woman, which is. I'm trying to work out whether it was done as good as the Wooden Women in that terrible story, The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe. Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
Oh, the witch. Close enough. So, very definitely wooden acting, definitely.
Oh, another one, Andy. He's on form.
Wine is cooking for you, Andy.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So, yeah, then Shireen gets eaten by some woodlice, and then... Everybody arrives in the tower, and the Doctor works out that, in fact, that this is the son of the mum and vice versa. Mum couldn't remember this, of course, until the Doctor told her, and then she starts remembering quite a lot, funny enough. And, so we see the story.
Her synapses are rather wooden.
That was terrible,
point,
Kirby. Point deducted. You got a point?
No, point deducted.
Did you turn into a little piggy there?
Go on, Debbie. You're going to make a point. Sorry.
No. You should give him a point.
No, that was terrible. Point
she
deducted.
She liked that one.
Yes.
Point deducted. Oh no, I'll leave it as is.
I like that one.
No, I'll leave it as is. That's not worth deducting a point. It was a good effort, Kirby. Wasn't very good.
Based on word.
The Doctor explains the story of what happened. He was a boy and he was looking after his mum, and the little creatures saved mum's life. So, but have to feed. Every 10-20 years for some reason, I don't know.
20 years.
Why? I don't understand why that was. Why they had to? Why it was every 20 years?
Either. Why not?
Either. What do you mean, why not? Stupid question. Why not? Would have helped to have some sort of explanation.
Would have helped.
Yes. Hey, point to me. That's a goes in the bonus pot. That one. Now I like the fact that he was wearing a cricket jumper when he was a little him. Obviously a little throwback to the Fifth Doctor. And I also like the fact that his nose was running when he got emotional. I thought it was quite funny. And then it's basically she cuddles him and. They disappear and everybody comes back to life. Everybody lives
back of the current crop. Yeah. What happened to all the others?
Exactly. What happened to all the others? That's what I was thinking. Why just this lot?
Nice lab, Debbie.
Thank you.
Yeah, point to Kirby for agreeing with me.
Okay. Master.
And so that's essentially it, really. They have to go and find another place to live. And then we cut.
Lost all the possessions, haven't they?
They lost their possessions, yeah.
And their deposit.
And the deposit, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we cut to the vault where the Doctor tells Nardolf to bugger off, essentially, while he goes in and has a meal with whoever's inside, who's playing the piano.
The piano player, the pianist, yes.
Yes. So Clara can play the piano, apparently.
Master?
Yes, probably.
Yeah,
Master.
Stop biting your nails, Debbie.
Master?
Right, yes.
We were discussing this earlier today.
You were?
And there have apparently been pictures of Missy playing the piano.
Yes.
That's a bit of a spoiler.
So that's who it is.
Point deducted for spoilers.
I was going to mention it too. So
and point deducted for you. No, I'm only joking. Right, so I'm going to start what I thought of this story at the moment. I watched it quite late on Saturday night, so I was quite tired, but I did manage to sit through and watch it all. Being a brand new episode, it gripped me in the way that a brand new episode normally does. But when I started thinking about it afterwards, it left a lot of questions and a lot of, what was that all about, and a lot of disappointment. And so I watched it again this afternoon. And not a lot of those disappointments were cured. And I have to say, there are some enjoyable bits, the odd scene and line here and there. But on the whole, for me personally, and I know I always use this line, science fiction, fantasy TV show. This was just a bit too stupid for my liking. I just didn't think it was very good on the whole. worst Doctor Who story for quite a while, certainly during the Capaldi era. So for me, it gets the thumbs down emoji. Thumbs down emoji. So I didn't really like it at all. Never mind what you're saying, Kirby. What do you think of it about it, Debbie?
I didn't like it. Pure and simple, did not like it. Tom didn't watch it with me. I watched it this afternoon, and I advised him to just watch the last couple of minutes when you get Nardole down at the vault. It had all the elements for a really cracking horror story, standalone story, and it missed every time. Every time it could have gone one way, it went another. It was very predictable. The generic students were too generic. There was no standout character, and even Bill was just running around until it was finally just the few of them up in the tower. I can probably understand why Kirby's looking quite grumpy, because he watched it in a crowd with loads of people.
No, that does happen. Did you not?
No.
Didn't you? Didn't you watch it with all of the others? And then
no. No, when it's my turn, I'll discuss things.
All right. Woo! Yeah, Kirby's getting cross. Have you got your cross emoji on the back of your neck now? You're going to get eaten in a minute. They're all going to come in and eat you, Kirby.
There's little robots sneaking up behind you. Don't get
caught. Yeah. the signal disappeared.
Okay.
You're
all right.
Back.
All right. Okay. No, carry on, Deb.
Front and sides too.
For it, because I love David Suchet and I think he's wonderful, but I there was nothing really stand out about it. As soon as you realized it was wood, I was just dreading that we were going to get someone wooden in the tower, and we did. And it was one of the weakest stories for a long time, actually, for Doctor Who. And I was so looking forward to it, and then I was just so disappointed. So thumbs down from me as well, I'm afraid.
Andy, what did you think?
Well, I'm actually seriously wondering, have we actually watched the same episode?
What on earth was that?
Somebody else get murdered.
that was at Kirby's end, I think.
Interesting.
I mean, I'm just actually baffled by what you two just said, because I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a really good episode. I thought it was much better than last week's. Last week's, I know it's on the podcast, but I watched last week's on Friday night, and I was bored. But this one, I thought it was actually cracker. I think it was. It took you in a direction you didn't think you were going to go in. The way they were, I actually thought of, you talked about Agatha Christie, it was the, what they call it now, then there were none they call it now, don't they? It had various titles on the way that we can't, not PC, we're going to talk about those. But it was that one by one they were going, and then it was working out why they were going and what was happening. And then the twist with this, it's not his mother, sorry, it's not his daughter, it's his mother, which actually when I thought 70 years, hang on, there's something wrong here. I thought the students, they were a bit archetypical. As I said earlier, we've got a real stereotypical total mix of students, which I think is like pandering to the let's be PC here. That's a bit I didn't like. But I thought the way it built up the story and the way the Doctor worked it out fascinated me. I really enjoyed it. I just, what have you two been watching? Because obviously not the same episode I've been watching. I thought it was brilliant. I loved it.
Yeah. I just think there was a few plot holes and things that weren't answered and a bit sort of unexplained.
No, they weren't answered yet.
I think they won't be answered at all, but if I'm proven wrong.
Master?
Hang on, whoa. Andy's still on. Yes, Andy, sorry.
No, Master, you just missed Nicola Bryant walking past us.
Well, that's because Andy was talking.
You didn't
pan around. Huh?
You didn't pan round.
You didn't call her over or anything, Kirby.
You could have just seen her. She just walked right there. And
how did you miss
her? She waved at me after she passed by. So
honored.
Yeah, well done, Kirby. Could have called her over or something, but let's deduct a point for that. For not calling.
But yes, overall, I thought it was a really good story. I thought it was very cleverly written. There was a lot of twists in there. I think, the students were a bit thick, but then perhaps so it was. And I do wonder what happened to the 97 one, the 77, the 57 students, which I'm assuming the three we had before. What happened to them? Did they all come back as well?
Well, they didn't, did they? That's the point.
Well, we don't know.
Point already.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, Kirby. We don't know, do we?
Well, we don't. But yeah, they probably didn't.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. Go on then, Kirby.
I was planning on watching it in the crowd with everyone else, but I ended up going out to dinner with several of the Earth Station Who people, and we were just there for too long and didn't get back in time. So I went home and watched it at home.
How's Earth Station Who?
How are they? They're great.
Yeah, cool.
Have they ever heard of our show?
Yes, of course they have. And I was under the original schedule, they were going to record their thoughts about this episode tonight. Yeah. But instead, they're recording it at the same time we're recording now. So,
you took a priority. Point to Kirby.
And they were going to invite me on.
Oh, you get a point. Well done, Kirby. You're down a minus one.
We should have enjoyed your podcast.
But anyway, so I ended up watching it at, I believe it was about midnight.
No, that's your cat, like mate. That.
No, if you watch Midnight, that's the wrong episode, Kirby. You watch something completely different.
Anyway, and now she's come back into the lobby and wondering. Okay, anyway,
no, come over.
She's way over.
Turn the screen.
Did they say Kirby? Stand. She knows you.
No,
she doesn't.
I thought he was turning the camera. Oh, right. Where is she then?
Over there.
Where? I can't see her.
Way over there.
So far over there, you can't actually make her out. Never mind. Thanks, Kirby.
No, she's really there. I believe him.
Yeah, so do I. I just didn't see it. No, he's replacing all his kit now.
for now, who misses.
And he's lost the connection. His microphone has fallen out the back just when he was doing his view of the story. So,
we are so professional on the show. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Right. Joshua Dieball says, totally agree, Andy. Great episode. Phew. And then he says, if the creature eats every 20 years, how come 57 students were eaten? Must tuck in big time.
No, 1957. 57, 77, 97, 2017. 20 years. Thank you.
6 students each time.
And he also says woodlice are lovely creatures, especially the ones that can curl up into the perfect ball.
Like Kirby's about to start rapping.
Yeah, his lips are moving, but he can't hear what he's saying. Mary, it is your birthday.
Debbie's disappeared. I'll
come
back here.
All right, who was talking? Sorry, was it you, Debbie?
You are.
Oh, no, it's Kirby. That was great. Well done, Kirby. Right in the middle of... No, we can't hear what you're saying. Switch the mute button back on. It's probably on the side of the microphone, mate.
No, switch the mute button off, actually.
No, we can't hear... Oh, genius. You shouldn't have done that, should you? As Debbie's, I'm going to put deduct a point from Debbie for making you turn the screen around. Sorry about that, Kirby.
Us in the future.
Yeah. Yes, Kirby, sorry. No, can't hear you.
All the points that are being deducted are going into a pot, Mary.
No, they're not. No.
They weren't.
I can put points in the pot, but the points in the pot, Mary, are when people get the questions wrong. The points go into a bonus pot, which then goes to the last question in the quiz for somebody to.
Are you sorted, Kirby?
Can you put subtitles up because I can't see what it's saying?
Not yet.
I can hear bird song, but every time you speak, you hear bird song. Right, we can't hear Kirby. Oh, well, never mind. We'll just have to move on. Right then, Kirby, if you decide to have an opinion, he likes it anyway. He liked it, listeners. In the meantime, you know what's coming. I wonder what Mary's going to say.
I'm going to say I'm not the downer that, against the tide here. I'm the downer that's going to keep the wave going. No, I hated it. After the beginning, the search for living quarters, which I kind of enjoyed, it just, for me, went completely downhill after that. I couldn't even make myself watch it a second time. So I have no notes. And so don't anybody pick me to be a winner in this quiz.
That's a tactic, everyone.
Bye-bye, Kirby. Kirby's gone. Bye-bye, Kirby.
No, don't have to put that up, Debbie. He's gone.
He's gone.
Kirby has gone.
Damn it.
The sad thing is that this story can't make up its mind. It keeps contradicting itself. I mean,
No one wants to know what I thought.
Hello, oh, Kirby. Don't get cross, Kirby. You went. Right. We'll come back to you in a minute, mate. Come back to you in a minute. Sorry.
I kept asking if you could hear me, and you kept saying yes.
No, we were saying no.
We couldn't hear you.
No, I was saying yes.
You were making the joke.
No.
I'd say, can you hear me? And you do the little feedback you respond exactly with no.
I think that was I couldn't hear you say, because we couldn't hear you say, can you hear me? Well, we wouldn't possibly be able to respond to that anyway.
I went this far, Kirby, but you signed off.
Yeah, you signed off just when Deb put that up on the screen.
Apparently it took turning it off in order to get it to come back.
Ah, well, that's all right then. Now we know. Next time Nicola Bryan goes past and we lose your sound, just turn it off and on. It's always that with computer things, isn't it?
Don't
turn
worry,
them off
Kirby,
and on.
Kirby, I lost a point.
Yeah, she lost a point for making you turn the computer around. Right then, where were we? Right, we'll come back to you in a minute, Kirby, because Mary is in the middle of her roasting of the episode. Carry on.
Yes, I was in the middle of mine, but no one wanted to hear me.
We do. Your microphone went dead, honestly. I'll give up.
Okay, I was saying that the writers were not aware of how much this thing was even contradicting itself. I mean, were people turning into walls or were they being eaten by woodlice? I mean, you know, which is it? Then the music stopping the music playing would arrest the process, and yet other places they play the music or the tuning fork and that would start the process. And it's like, yep. Okay, which is it? You stopping or you starting with your
Kirby will explain. So it's probably just as well he's going last, Mary. Carry on.
And this time around, I even found Bill kind of annoying. I couldn't figure it out. I mean, she's been with the doctor. She knows he's amazing and that he fixes things. He takes care of problems. And yet she keeps trying to get rid of him. So I found that very annoying. And so I didn't like it. Worst of this particular series, not worst of the whole Capaldi series, but worst of this.
I agree. It's not the worst of all of Capaldi.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm done. So it's Kirby's turn.
Go on, Kirby. I'm listening. This is why
I told you everything.
I didn't hit right. That's it. Pointed out to being cheeky. All right. No. Carry on.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what I was saying when I got cut off.
Go back to the beginning again. I'll let you know.
Just walked past, honestly.
Yeah. It's her notes put you off. I mean, understandable, really. Yeah.
Anyway, I watched it late at night. And enjoyed watching it, thought about it overnight, and I still, at the end, liked it, although of the four, is my least favorite. But it's most definitely better than many of Capaldi's from previous years.
Probably better from a few from his first series, I'd agree with that.
It's better than the one with all the plants suddenly appearing overnight.
Oh, anything's better than that. Even
Carl
is possibly better than that.
Yeah, I'm not taken with this one. I can't see myself ever really liking it. But
this one had a lot of creepy aspects.
Yeah, it was creepy. I don't deny that.
I enjoyed pieces of it. I disliked some of the illogical things.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know,
they're not enough to make me completely hate it.
Okay, go on, Mary.
I wonder what were we watching, like. The Disney Channel or Nickelodeon, because I felt like this was a really childish episode.
I did like the comment that some of the kids made themselves about Scooby-Doo, because it was basically a Scooby-Doo episode.
Yeah.
It was definitely, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Okay. So a bit of a sort of difference of opinion there about this story, which is quite good. It was quite interesting that half of us, I think it was a 3-2, wasn't it? So
it's
not
a 3-2.
Liking it.
Yeah. So I think we're a Marmite episode here, aren't we? You're the
definitely.
Hated, isn't we?
But I quite like that somebody likes it, because it would be disastrous if everybody hated it, wouldn't it? Right. Exactly. So, by the way, Joshua Dyball says, thanks for explaining, Andy. Just pass that one on to you, okay?
I have my moments.
Right, we're going to move on to feedback in a minute, if I can find my... Oh, there it is. There it is. I don't know if I've had something come through.
Master?
What?
Master?
What?
Thank you for posting the request for feedback. I was not in a position to make the request.
Yeah, well, I did it because nobody takes any notice of your requests anyway, but...
Yes, they do.
No, they don't. I was just going to... Well, carrying on. Yes, they do. You're supposed to say yes, they do. I say no, they don't. Then we go on for a little bit. And then we go down to the Monty Python sketch when I said this, that's a contradiction, not an argument. Moving on. Right then, let's see what we've got. We've got
point deducted from you.
Why? I've done what in the game? Can't deduct points from me. All right. Jeff Waddle says, in the episode the other week, we had the Vardy, not Jamie the footballer. Last week we had a character called Hardy. This week we've got Dryad, which is almost an anagram of it. First week we had lots of Nardole, who is Lardy. Is there a connection here? Yes. Probably anything could be a connection. This is Stephen Moffat we're talking about. Right. Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Right. This is opinions that came through on the Facebook thread. Interesting that it says, I wrote this, it says opinions on not below, please, or email the show at 20mb.feedback@gmail.com. And a couple of people liked it, including my mother. But the idea wasn't liking the page, it was actually commenting on it. But thanks anyway. Robert McIntyre says, a good solid episode, but a little slow for me. The cast was great. The acting was superb. The problem we have is the writing is so good this series. Huh? That good episodes look poor when shown after exceptional ones. But that's a great problem to have.
Completely agree.
The end of the episode was...
Either ones were exceptional, huh?
Yeah, well, the end of the episode was intriguing and again left us with more questions than answers. So I don't mind the way they're doing this. It's not much of a story arc. It's just little hints and little teasers, isn't it? It's not like it's not detracting from the story, the individual stories. Jeff Waddle says, didn't feel anything for any of the students, which is basically what I thought, actually. Don't know why some were turned into wood and some were only half turned. Don't understand why nobody noticed students go missing for decades and nobody went looking at their last addresses.
Well, that's an obvious thing. I mean, students not turning to lectures, like, that's a really big thing.
What? Well, no, it's not so much them not turning up to lectures, Andy. It's not being missed by their parents, I think, is probably the...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Suchet was very good. Capaldi and Bill, great as ever. But for me... the weakest of the run so far. Well, I think we'll agree with that.
No, they wouldn't.
Do you not think this is the worst episode of this series?
No.
No? Okay. Dr. Philip W. Cerner, friend of the show.
Yes, this was the worst episode of this series.
Dr. Philip W. Cerner says, opening scene's music was obnoxious and intrusive. Terrible performance of Bach used. Sorry, but really bad. Good performances and well produced, but didn't really have as much to say as Thin Ice. Very solid season so far. It's going to be rough seeing Capaldi go. Excited about the ending. Laurie Nix put a sort of, looks like a quite unhappy face, and says, sigh, really wanted to like it, especially with Mr. Suchet in it, but I've seen better episodes of Scooby-Doo. So sick of those wood stroke tree people stroke aliens. Joshua Dybald says 8 out of 10 for me. This is third consistently good episode in a row. Really enjoyed it. As ever with Doctor Who, I've read mixed opinions from others. Don't think that will ever change. Why on earth couldn't people have been like this from the beginning of Capaldi's reign? Strong performances from the cast and genuinely creepy story. I have to agree about Capaldi. I mean, he's just so fantastic. I don't know why they have to leave when they're at their best. They really don't.
He's so hit his stride, hasn't he?
Yeah. Now puzzling.
It's devastating to say goodbye to him.
Indeed. Now puzzling over who stroke what is in the vault more than ever. Started to think it was the first Doctor. That was a good shout, actually. I thought it might be the first Doctor because I'm thinking about this Susan connection that we're leading up to possibly the first Doctor acquiring Susan as his granddaughter. As the Sims Master would be too obvious. But Doc One wouldn't enjoy hearing about students being eaten, would he? No, that's true.
That's more a Master trait.
Yeah, or Rani.
It's Missy.
Missy. Yeah, well, it must be if Kirby
I was,
says.
I was fervently hoping it wouldn't be.
Wouldn't be?
That it wasn't going to be the monster in there. The really obvious, this is who's in the vault. But it's looking more and more like it every week.
It is indeed. Must be the Rani, is what he says. Bloody hope not.
All the Mana.
Yeah. Looking forward to watching it a second time in binaural. Oh, thank you. What does that mean?
It's Tim Drury does that.
Apparently you guys can listen to it and surround.
I don't do that.
I was quite surprised. My mum actually sent me that link, and my mum doesn't normally involve herself in anything Who. Oh. And I suddenly got an email from her yesterday evening saying, watch it like this.
Right.
Like,
now, a very important thing has happened in regards to feedback. Now, somebody, a very, very good friend of the show, is busy preparing for a general election. So,
yes.
Has not sent any feedback in. So, all I want to say, he probably is going to listen to the show.
I the election already.
Alan C. Butcher, no, good luck. Good luck, Alan.
Good luck, Alan. But that was that was our parish election. It's our town council.
No, yeah, we're talking about the general election.
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Anyway,
when is the election?
June the 8th.
Yeah,
June the 8th.
Isabella's 11th birthday, June the 8th. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so. Oh,
okay.
No, that was what we just had was literally
the parish
election.
I'll play it.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast, this is Ian Kirk.
Hello, Ian.
Knock Knock by Mike Bartlett. Manlord finds a group of young people every 20 years.
Yes, it does.
And uses their life force to keep his mother alive. Presumably, young people are a better source. It is strange that the doctor just opens the vault and walks in. He had visited the Frost Fair last time. Could that be Stevie Wonder playing the piano?
Ooh.
Just starts claiming the doctor is her grandfather. An obvious reference to Susan. Come off at the hinting that Susan was not really his granddaughter either.
Or as Bella Time Lord.
She was. In Smile, people were devoured and turned into fertilizer. In Thin Ice, they were turned into fuel. In Knock Knock, they were turned into wood. Strange coincidence.
Yeah.
The old house was the same one used for filming Blink.
Oh, right.
No, I don't think it is. No.
Oh. Kobe disagrees.
Oh, my life.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you. What's his name again? Ian. Thank you, Ian.
Kirk.
Thank you. He's a legend, isn't he?
Okay, looks like it was the same house.
Well, tell her to put some earplugs in. I'll get this done soon. Sorry, we're just having some disagreements here. Yes, dear.
Maya. Hey.
Master?
Yes.
Master?
Yes. Yes?
Master? Yes. Let me see if I can get Nicole to come over here.
Please do. Nicole?
Well, just for a second. Uh-huh. We're doing the podcast right now. Say hi.
Oh, hey, hello, Nicole, darling.
Hi.
How are you?
Lee's your left.
Hey?
You can't see her.
There she is.
I can see her. Oh, there she is.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, Nicole.
Hey. Good to
hello,
see
darling.
You guys.
How are you?
Pretty good. I just got some autographs, and then I was going to try to find food soon.
Nicole, can you lean to your left, please, Nicole? We can't see you.
Oh, of course.
That's
sorry.
We can see you now. Thank you.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, bless her. That was lovely to see you.
How you doing, mate? Nice to see you.
Yeah.
You enjoy the
convention?
How's
everybody doing? Well, I'm sorry, what?
Did you enjoy
the convention? Definitely enjoying it. Yeah, definitely.
What autographs did you get?
I just got Camille Kaduri and Nicola Bryant.
Excellent.
Well,
I haven't met a Camille yet.
Enjoying your posts from there, I must say.
Thank you so much.
I love the way you're thinking of food, because that's my state of mind all the time.
That's fair.
We're talking about the latest episode of Doctor Who. Did you see it last night with the crowd?
Oh yeah, Knock Knock.
I liked it.
I'm still not sure about it. I feel like I went to a discussion panel right after, and it took it apart a little bit, so I didn't like it as much after that. But my initial impression was I liked it. So
that seems to reflect how we all were.
Exactly.
We're split.
This is the way of our people.
Well, Camille, three people didn't like it. Two people did like it on our little panel. We're really split as well. That's interesting.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a very...
It's Marmite a real Marmite story, yeah. Episode, yeah. If you understand that reference. Marmite, you either love it or hate it.
Oh, yes.
And that's what the other three, that's fine. Three hated it, two loved it.
Okay.
Did it help being in the crowd?
Yeah, that always brings up the excitement.
It does, yes.
And,
yeah.
Cool.
No, cool. I did wonder. That's what I tried to ask Kirby earlier about that. If he'd been in the crowd with everyone, would he, you know, he enjoyed it, but would he have enjoyed it more with the whole crowd experience and everybody G-ing each other along?
Yeah.
Because I personally didn't enjoy it at all. But obviously, but some people really loved it. And the feedback we've had, some people have really loved it. Or not like
it. Yeah, it's no in between. No middling, is there? No.
Yeah. Marmite. Yeah.
Marmite, definitely.
Nicole, yes. I think we upset Kirby earlier on. Can you give him a quick cuddle, just because I can't actually physically cuddle him from here? Just about there we go. That's from me, Kirby.
We thanks, didn't Nicole. Mean to upset him.
No, it was, but it was quite funny though.
Well, great. Well, as I said, I'm going to try to find some food. But it was great hearing from you guys.
Yeah, it's lovely to see
Take
you.
Take care, mate. Look up. Take care.
See you later.
Bye.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I'm getting a new episode out very soon.
Oh, yeah. Plug away. Plug away.
Yeah. Thank you. It's the Terminus podcast
at
terminus.libsyn.com. I'm almost done with the newest episode. I just at con. I just haven't had any time. So.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
Brilliant.
Take care, Camille. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Nicole.
Anyway.
I was hoping we might see her.
That's good.
Bless her cotton socks. Right.
Well, I was sitting directly across from her wife, so right here at this table.
So. Well, just then. They've been listening to you do podcasting.
No, I don't think she wants to come on.
No. I said, have they been listening? They've been listening to you podcasting. It's very nice.
By the way, you were commenting about her shirt. Notice my little computer.
I like
that. It's very nice. Yes. I had an iPad with loads of Doctor Who stickers on it, but Isabella's claimed it. So I'm probably not going to see that again.
Debbie, I think you need to turn your lights up. You're getting quite dark at times.
I'm getting dark as well, but I'm using the computer screen as a light.
No matter which way round I've done it, it's going
Anyway, before Nicole came up.
Yeah.
What have we been talking about? I forgot.
We were just about to move on to the next segment of the show.
I was about to tell you that Ian was right. It is the same house.
Oh, it's Ian. Ian. Oh, sorry, I nearly broke my bell.
I had
bonus point there from Ian that goes into the bonus pot.
If I can take a page from the Book of Excuses, it's because I hadn't had a chance to do any research.
Book of Excuses. Right then, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. It's now time this week's edition of... you won't get this one.
No, I won't.
I won't either.
I'm going to turn the studio lights on.
That's my notes. That's all I've got.
Well, you know how much notes I have.
Should really deduct points for talking through the theme tune. Okay. Right. I wouldn't panic too much. I haven't gone too over the top with the questions this week.
Sure.
Right. The scores currently are... beg your pardon, Debbie.
My cat jumped off my lap.
Good puss. Oh, right. Before we move on, some comments have come through on the thread.
My sharp cat jumped off my lap, sorry.
I'll give it some points for the cat. Well done. Right.
Very sharp points for the sound.
Oh, Andy, that gives you a point. Well done.
Comedy I get point. No points.
I have no comment point. Thread gone.
Maya, I love you.
No fair. Andy is fueled by wine.
Laurie Nick says, yay, I've only missed half the show. Be quiet. Laurie Nick says,
yay. 2 years ago at this time, he was asleep.
Right. I'm starting to get to the end of my tether here. anyway, Laurie Nick says, yay, I've only missed half the show. Well, we don't know if that's yay, I have missed half the show and haven't put up with it, or yay, you know. Joshua Dieball says, thought Capaldi went a bit David Brent after being called Grandad. Anyway, we'll get on with the quiz now.
Well, I completely agree. I mean, by now people know that I'm an old man.
What? Never.
Aren't we all, Capaldi, Kirby? Right then.
Capaldi is 1 year older than I am, and I agreed with him when he didn't like being called grandfather and just father.
Okay, moving on.
I'm waiting to hear that. Someday somebody thinks I'm going to think I'm Stormy's granddad. It's going to happen soon.
I think people already think I'm Isabella's granddad. Moving on to the quiz. Right, the core scores
Do
are...
we have to?
Right, point deducted for Kirby.
you.
The scores at the moment are... in last place with -2 is Kirby. In second place with no points, it's Debbie. Oh, go on. Yeah, we are in positives. In third place, hang on, if I say second, I'm losing. I'm going, shut up. In fourth place, sorry, with no points, it's Debbie. In joint second place with 3 points, no, sorry, in second place, I'm losing the plot, is Mary with 2. And in the lead with 3 points each, it's Andy and the bonus pot. So Andy's in the lead, basically. Oh, I really am getting confused. Who decided on these ideas? Right, what we've got to do now. Andy, who do you think is going to be ahead after the quizzy bit?
Quizzy bit.
I think. Can we take the? Is it the bonus pot or you? Which one is it?
You can't say the bonus pot. It's not a player. It's just a collection of points.
No, that's
not me. I'm not. I'm not in the game. I'm not in it. I've retired because I'm too good. So it's the bonus pot.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah. So your choices are yourself, Debbie, Kirby, and Mary.
You know what? They'll all go for me. Hell, let's go for me.
Debbie, who do you think?
Which one? Sorry, in the lead or what?
Yeah, who's going to be ahead at the end of the questions?
Kirby.
Ooh, controversial. Kirby, who do you think?
Andy.
And Mary, who do you think?
Debbie.
Interesting. Ooh. Right then, so back. Shush.
We're just spreading it all around.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
And it's starting to stink.
That's what she said. right, Andy, who do you think is going to be at the bottom of the pile?
I'll go with Mary. Sorry, it's your birthday, Mary.
Right. Debbie, who do you think, bottom of the pile?
Sorry, Mary.
Oh, that's really harsh. Andy, who do you... Oh, sorry, Kirby, who do you think?
Me.
Ooh. And Debbie, who do you think?
I said Mary.
Oh, sorry, Mary, who do you think? I'm getting very confused here.
I'm going to go with the trend. Me.
Well, that's interesting. Everybody says, no, Kirby said himself, so that makes it slightly different. So, remember your jokers. The first question goes to Andy.
Okay.
Opening music was by which band? Now, let's get the appropriate sound effect.
Oh, for God's sake. I recognise it, but I didn't get it. I just couldn't get it.
Okay, so it's a...
Ding. No, I didn't get it.
Okay, right. So, anybody else?
No. A little X.
Oh! Mary's in.
Oh, you mean that's a real band?
They
yes.
are, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Isabella's seen them twice, and we've got to go and watch them again in November. Joy.
Master, yes. when I thought when the doctor was... looking and reading the iPod or whatever it was and saying Little Mix, I thought someone had named a playlist Little Mix.
You're wrong.
That's a real band. Isla loves them.
Debbie, did you actually know they perform with the Harlequins next month?
No, I didn't. I'm just
feeling.
With Harlequin, does that mean Joker's there too?
No, he just...
Oh, God.
Kirby, I think you might avoid losing a point.
Barely. Right. So we just got through the first question, everybody. That took about 10 minutes. I do apologise for this. Second question goes to Debbie.
Yes.
What was the name of the letting company?
I know.
Don't know.
Hang on, I'm letting the dog in. You don't know, so that gives a... It's going to be this. Andy knows.
Redcliffe Lettings.
Is the correct answer. Kirby. Oh, Kirby. Master. Oh, you are there, right. What colour was the tie of the letting agent?
Chartreuse.
Pardon?
Chartreuse.
I thought you should get a point for that. Brilliant.
No, it wasn't. Anybody?
Red.
No. No, it was green.
Oh, hazard blue.
No, it's finished now. It's green. End off. Right. Next question goes to Mary.
Okay.
Magic, what on earth are you doing?
Sorry. That's your question.
Oh, no.
That's
the question.
Answer.
Mary.
It's starting to stink around here.
Right. Mary, this is a part of this is a script question. What is sleep for?
I think I know.
Sleep for?
Yeah. What is sleep for?
I think I know.
I don't know. Pass it on.
Hang on. I've got to play this. Go on in, Andy.
Is it losers?
No, it's tortoises. Griff, all these are easy questions. Right, the next question goes to Andy.
Did Kirby get a question?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Right, point deducted for Debbie for not listening.
Yeah, the tie.
Point deducted for Debbie for not listening. Did he get it right? I can't remember now. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
All right.
He said
Andy.
Chartreuse.
Andy.
Quite deadly, right, Debbie?
Andy.
Yeah.
How many people were sharing the house?
Six.
Should have played your joker. Right. Debbie.
Yes.
Who moved in first?
Joker Pavel.
Right. Somebody was knows how to play the game.
Was his last name Chekhov?
No, he checked in.
Very good.
Oh, very good. Checked out.
That does deserve a point, Andy. Well done. Nothing for Kirby. A good point for comedy reasons for Andy. Right then, next question goes to Kirby.
Master.
What was the name of the lad who fancied Bill?
I haven't the foggiest.
No, it wasn't that.
I think I know.
Go on, Em.
Was it Simon?
Yes. Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was...
It's Paul.
It's Paul Bullock. That was my second choice. Damn.
Oh, right.
Where's Ringo and everybody?
Andy. Oh, sorry. Mary.
No, it can't be me. Yes. No.
Mary, what did the doctor bring out of the stair cupboard place where he...
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that.
I know.
I don't know.
Oh, yes, this is getting rather good for the bonus pot at the moment. Andy knows.
It's an oil lamp.
Well, oil heater. I'll give you that. Right, we'll have a score update there. In last place with -2... It's Kirby. In third place with... joint second place then with 3 points each. Mary and Debbie, and then the lead with 8 points, it's Andy. Andy's go. What type of food does the doctor love?
Joker, Chinese.
He's worked out how to play his Joker, everyone.
Yeah, finally.
All right, Debbie. We've been doing this. Debbie.
Yeah, too long.
Yeah. What did the doctor crunch loudly on?
I know.
A prawn cracker.
Yeah.
Kirby.
Master.
Who is Bill embarrassed about being revealed she likes?
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Little Mix.
Whoa! Should have played his Joker. Mary.
Yeah.
I deduced that from the last 5 minutes.
But you should have played your Joker. Who?
I didn't know for sure.
You should have. Mary?
Yes?
Who did the music remind the Doctor of?
I know.
Don't know.
Go on, Andy.
Quincy Jones.
Back to Andy. Who fancied Paul?
I know. Who was that question to, anyway?
Andy. It's Andy's question. That's why I said Andy.
No, I just answered one.
You can't have done.
You didn't say... No, you didn't... No, you didn't have him. You didn't say me at all.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Point deducted because I did. Point deducted because I did actually say Andy. And you lot weren't listening. Right, so, Andy.
I didn't hear you either.
Doesn't
not
matter.
Me neither.
You'll listen back to the episode.
I did.
If you ever did.
I did.
I did say it. Anyway, Andy, your question.
Yes, I agree. Do I get a point for agreeing?
No, I suppose you do, Kirby, yes.
Right, so is it my question, then?
Yes.
So what's the question?
I was asking
it. Who fancied Paul?
Who fancied Paul?
Oh, Shaveen or
We got there in the end.
Shireen.
Shireen, sorry, not
Shaveen,
Shireen.
Debbie?
Yes?
Who did Bill mention as she got through the secret door to the tower?
Indiana Jones.
The only person not to have played a Joker so far is this man, Kirby.
Master.
What was the name of the what was the name the doctor used for the insects?
It's about three names.
Joker.
Yeah?
Joker. Dryads.
Wow. Mary.
Yeah.
Have you played your Joker yet? You haven't, have you?
No, I haven't. Oh, I haven't known any of the answers.
Try on this one then. How many boxes did the Doctor and Harry find?
How many what?
Boxes.
I think I know. I know.
A total?
Yeah, I think I know.
Okay, I'll hazard one.
Go on in, Andy.
Six.
More than that.
No, it was six, darling. No, it was six. We're talking about the script. It was six. Point deducted for Debbie for disagreeing when I actually have listened. I was looking at the script and I was quite clear. I'm sorry, point deducted for disagreeing. It was six. We went back and rewound that bit.
Getting a script.
We went back and rewound that bit and there were six boxes. They may have found some. Oh, what? Yes.
How do you get a script?
Because I just read the subtitles when
on
the screen.
It's online. If you go online, look for it. They're straight up there.
Yeah, and it's also on the subtitles.
There's a web page that has old scripts from ages ago, but not for yesterday.
I did explain. It's on the subtitles. You can read them. Whose go was that? I've lost the plot now. Hello?
I don't know.
Who answered the question? Oh, God.
I got him,
and
it wasn't my question.
Oh, it's Debbie's question. No, it wasn't.
No, it was my question.
Oh, it was your question, was it, Mary?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's have a score update. Right, in last place, with 3 points, it's Mary.
Yay.
In third place, with 5 points, it's Kirby. In second, who's rustling? I mean, something next to the microphone.
Not me.
Points deducted for that.
I don't even know where my microphone is.
Right, so Andy then. Point deducted. Rustling stuff.
It's on the left side, a tiny pinprick.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah.
Beg your pardon.
I've never known.
Back to the scores. In last place with 3 points, Mary. In third place with 5 points, Kirby. In second place with 7 points, Debbie. And in the lead with 14 points, it's Andy. It would have been 15, but he had a point deducted for rustling at something near the microphone. Right, next question goes to Andy. How often was the infestation?
20 years.
Debbie.
Yes.
What were Shireen's last words before she was taken?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, yeah?
Good grief. Anybody?
Wouldn't it be...
That's not a word, is it? Anybody? Hello?
No.
Right, time limit.
No, we're not...
Oh, are you giving up on it? Right, it's in my foot. God, you lot are so useless. You really are. Right. Who was that question for? That was Debbie, wasn't it? Right. Next question goes to Kirby. Why should everyone love insects, according to the doctor?
They're tasty.
The wrong answer. Go on in, Andy.
Is it because they're interesting?
Oh, I'll give you a point for that. It's fascinating. It's the same word, essentially. Fair enough. Right. Mary.
Yes.
Still haven't played your Joker yet.
You won't haven't get, had an answer yet.
You won't get this one, by the way. Hello? Oh, sorry. Who was the last out of the house when they all legged it?
I think I know.
It wasn't Bill. Go on, Andy.
Was it Paul?
Right, how many questions have we got left? Not many.
The
listeners are probably saying, oh, thank goodness for that. Something very strange going on. There must be a missed question because it goes up to 25. It can't possibly. 1, 2, 3. Something's gone wrong. There must be a missed question. It's going through my list.
Oh, dear. Point deducted.
What, for me?
Yeah,
being a bad quiz master.
No, it's you lot. Been interrupting me and putting me off every 5 seconds. That's probably the reason.
That's our job, don't you know?
No,
that?
It is not. I've got it here. Next question. This is for Andy.
Okay.
What did Eliza see when she opened the shutters?
I know.
Nothing.
Oh, he said something.
Nothing.
Asleep. Nothing. Oh, no. Okay, well, that would be a... And Debbie knows.
It's the fireworks from the Freshers' Party.
Oh, God, yes.
Debbie.
Oh.
Yes.
Master, yes? Hang on.
What?
Come here.
Who, me? I can't.
No, hang on.
Already here.
Hang on.
It's Jason.
Hello, Jason.
Hey.
Hey, Jason.
I'm only going to be here for a little bit, but yeah, I just wanted to say hey for a few minutes.
Hi for a few minutes to you, too.
Is Andy? Oh, Andy there. Okay.
Yeah, don't sound too disappointed.
How's the visit plan happy. Coming along?
How's the what?
How's the visit plan coming along?
We're having some difficulties going on, and we're having not really 100% sure about the trip happening soon. So I will message you privately. We'll talk more in detail
not
later.
No problem. Yeah, if you come over here, we'll definitely meet up, mate. No problem.
Yeah, well, we'll work it all out. We'll work it out. If it doesn't work out, I'll let you know.
We can work it out. Well, so what did you think of the episode then, Jason?
I didn't actually have a chance to watch it because she wanted to watch the episode. The girlfriend wanted to watch the episode later on.
Yeah, so you do what the girlfriend says.
When I get back home, we'll watch it later.
Definitely marriage material, he is.
Yeah. She who must be obeyed.
Yeah.
Always.
Get used to that, Jason. Get used to that. Oh, Deb's just gone and come back again.
No, I was trying to put a screen cover on Tom's phone and there's cat hair everywhere.
Do you know what? Something's just dawned on me, Debbie.
Too much information.
Debbie, something's just dawned on me.
What?
That you could actually make me a cup of tea and bring it up.
I could. But
you're not going to. No.
I think this is the first time I've seen like Debbie by herself like moving in a camera.
She's not. Isn't she nice looking?
Just a pixar-ing like Andy, for example.
This is my garden.
Anyway, Jason, would you mind us hanging around while we just finish the quiz off?
Yeah.
I think the listeners are really enthralled by how this is going to pan out.
So just let me know when you finish the quiz and I'll get back on.
Thank you, mate.
Kirby.
Right. Whose question was it next, anyway? We had the fireworks question, which was Andy's, wasn't it?
Yes, I got that wrong. Yeah.
So Debbie's got the next one. Right, which is this one. What was the last thing the doctor said to the group? It wasn't you won't get this
estate
one.
Agent.
Oh, nearly. Nope, anybody?
Don't know.
Oh, don't know is the answer? No, it was... where was it? It was better luck next time was the answer to that question.
So, memorable words, definitely.
Okay, yeah. Kirby.
Master.
Still Mary hasn't played a Joker, which is quite interesting. Kirby, what music was being played on the piano inside the vault?
I know.
Piano.
Is that your answer, is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Debbie says I know first.
I'm pretty sure it was Fleur de Lis.
And there was another piece of music as well.
Yes, I know that. It was Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yes, it was. We Sing the Storm Again. When he's crying.
So that's the end of the question, apart from the bonus one. Bonus pot question, everyone. At the moment, there are 22 points in the bonus pot question. And the bonus question is... I've missed another question. But there are two bonus questions, so if you get this one wrong... Right, everybody listening, listen.
Yep.
Shut up! What food...
Mexican!
Hang on, that was unfair. We never got a chance to hear the blooming question because you muffed it.
Well, you were talking over me, so it's your own fault.
I wasn't talking. I didn't say a word.
I don't think so,
I don't know. Hang on. So the bonus pop questions go to Debbie.
Yeah, Jason.
Ninja Man.
Cool.
Excellent. Right. Okay. So, let's have a look, see where we are with the scores. At the moment, it's Demary with 3, still hasn't played a Joker. So, those 3 points, they just stay as 3 points. Can't do much with them, can we? In third place is Kirby with 5. Second place with 18 points is Andy. And in the lead with 32 points, it's Debbie. Right. But Andy predicted himself to be ahead. Very unlucky he was up to that point. Debbie predicted the Kirby. Kirby predicted Andy. And Mary predicted Debbie. But Mary ironically gets a point doubled. But, right, on the other side of things, Andy predicted Mary to be at the bottom.
On the podcast for a couple of minutes.
Hey, with me? I am on the podcast. What are you on about?
We're on here right now.
Yeah, I know we are. Debbie awesome. Predicted Mary. Kirby predicted Kirby. And Mary predicted Mary.
Right? Oh,
so close to the end, everyone. So the final scores. Please listen. The final scores. This is it. In last place with 5 points was Kirby. In third place with 12 points is Mary. In second place with 36 points was Andy. And the winner with 64 points is Smarty Pants Debbie.
I was robbed.
We should I said maybe eventually we should have a GoFundMe for Andy so we can also see his face moving as well.
Right, I'm glad I got through that.
Yeah, Andy, I've not seen you on screen for about half an hour.
Thank the Lord for small mercies.
Well, I can see myself. I've seen all of it. Debbie keeps disappearing.
No, she doesn't. She's been there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy, you've been on for a while.
Sorry, lovely Kirby. What did you say?
If Andy turns his video off and back on, it should come back.
Yeah, it's always that off and on thing with computer things, isn't it?
Right.
Now we can do some chin wagging with Jason for a bit before we do news.
Right. I've turned off and on again.
Yeah.
Well, I can see all of you.
I was just being a joke to say we need to have a GoFundMe page for Andy so he can get upgrade his camera phone or a camera.
Yeah, it worked for Kirby
in the future.
But I'm on the iPad and I can see I've got Mary who's frozen top left, Adam center, Debbie bottom left, Jason top right, and I'm bottom right, and I can see I'm moving quite happily.
What's going on, folks? Doesn't matter. Well, I'm going to post some screenshots that I did earlier on, and you'll see, Andy, that all we've got is a pixelated you with a strange hat on. Oh, yes. Hang on. You nearly came up then. Then you disappeared again.
Oh, okay, hang on.
That's what she said.
Who
are these? Anyway, I'd just like to reiterate to listeners who join, or watchers that you join the show later on, it's Mary's birthday today. I apologise because moonpig.com forgot to send me a reminder to send Mary a card, so I feel really bad about that. But I do hope you had a nice day, Mary.
I'm having a wonderful day talking with all of you.
I noticed there's a sonic screwdriver on your table. It looks like a sonic screwdriver. No, that's your remote control. Right at the back, it looks like a sonic screwdriver. It's like a gold thing right at the back of the table by your chair.
No,
to the left of that. That looks like a sonic screwdriver.
It's actually just a bunch of pencils.
Oh.
Rubber banded together.
There you go. Oh, Andy's gone altogether now.
What are you doing?
It should be the doctor's new weapon, new device in the future, a bunch of pencils.
Yeah. Debbie, why are you playing with your phone?
I was taking a picture.
Of what?
Sorry.
What are you taking a picture of?
Everybody.
Well, can't you just do a screenshot?
It disappeared.
Can't you just do a screenshot in a conventional way?
Shall we ask Jason how he's doing?
Yeah, go on, Jason. How are you doing? I'm going to sit back in my chair for a bit.
Have we lost Andy altogether?
He'll come back, don't worry.
Have you been enjoying the con?
Yeah, I have. I have. This is my fifth year in a row I've gone. So I've been here multiple times, and I was gonna say like was it Camille Caudry? Mm-hmm. Caudry. I didn't realize how tiny she was. I didn't realize she. I'm not trying to say in a bad way. I'm just saying
because the way
they portrayed her on the film makes her look different. Is what I'm saying. A little bit different.
Andy's back.
I walked past her in Brighton last year, and she is tiny. She is tiny, yeah.
And she's a very spicy language lady, too.
Yes.
That made Jason laugh.
Right. She kind of reminded me like kind of like Katie Manning in a way, I guess, in a sense. The way she presents herself that way, you know, very kind of lovable person that almost wants to hug everybody is that type of nature is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Debbie, do you remember her in a film with Robbie Coltrane in which they had to dress up as nuns?
Nuns on the Run.
And she was in that. And I remember that as a scene, she played a real dippy blonde in it, but she gets shot. When she gets shot, she goes, ow! Always stuck in my mind.
Can you see me now, folks?
No.
Everyone.
Did for a couple of seconds.
Was that the TARDIS?
Yeah.
No, it just flashed past Debbie's face.
You sure you're not talking about the episode? Was it Flatline? Flatline?
What about Flatline?
The one where the doctor. He was stuck and then he can see his hand.
Yeah, who sneezed?
Phenomenal cosmic power, itty bitty living space.
Yes. Anyway, right, let's do a bit of news. I'm going to get people coming down and complaining in a minute. Right, so we've got... Oh, Deb, can you get the DoctorWhoNews.net page up? Because you like reading the press reaction, don't you?
Not always.
Do it now. You haven't had to do Alan C. Butcher's blimmin' feedback this week. Today, be
I'm
nice.
I'm just pulling the page up. You know what my technology's like.
Oh, you're blaming the technology now, are we? Oh, dear.
You.
Are you ready yet?
Nearly.
Oh.
I've got the smile press reaction.
Okay, let's play this music instead.
I'm just trying to move it on. Now Tom's stripping in the corner. It's very distracting.
Tom's stripping, did you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it in the reflection
please
of your glasses.
Please, no video.
Go away. Knock, knock, press reaction.
Oh, hang on, sorry, I'm still playing my countdown music. Sorry, carry on. Yeah, go on.
Press reaction to this week's Doctor Who episode, Knock Knock, is mixed, much like us.
Like little.
You might want to hear this, because it's some spoiler stuff.
Hang on.
Yeah, no, it's spoilers, Jason, sorry.
Yeah, don't listen, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Jason. Sorry.
You guys are loud.
Well, turn us down, then.
Okay.
Yeah, not you.
Okay.
Are you ready to carry on, Deb?
Yes, mixed reviews. But most are agreeing on the quality of the performances in the story. The Telegraph thought the acting plaudits belonged to the main guest star, David Suchet, just menacing enough as he mysteriously appeared without warning, smiling evilly in corners. Radio Times relished the creepy nature of the episode, was disappointed by the ending. Signs of collapsing like a souffle during the denouement.
A Suchet?
I'd be far happy with an unhappy ending. Yes, I would have been happy with an unhappy ending. Den of Geek takes the opposite view, preferring the last third of the story, obviously when the twist with the son and the woman being mother and son rather than his daughter. The Mirror felt the episode to be the weakest of the season so far, feeling the character of the
last week
was abusing. Rather than allowing the bad guy of the week to be wonderfully creepy, he gets 180 in the last few minutes. Games Radar felt the writing was disappointing after last week's triumph. Flickering Myth disagreed. When Doctor Who aims to frighten you, it really knows where those dark corners are in your mind. In this latest episode, you're seriously going to be considering screwing down that creaky floorboard. Carter Matt also enjoyed the story. AV Club appreciated the style of the story, obviously with the horror and spooky noises and scratchy noises. Ars Technica praised the effects in the episode, especially the alien woodlice. Digital Spy also felt the effects were well realised, and Screen Rant looked at the themes behind the current series and seeing where we're going with the story and if anything from this story is going to be obviously continued on. Nerdist also picked up the horror of the story, and IGN returned to the relationship between the Doctor and Bill. Is this one being confusing?
Well done, Debbie. overnight viewing figures have gone up a bit, 4.32 yeah. million. So maybe they go down a bit from half the people that didn't like the story. Perhaps for next week. Philip Hinchcliffe has been honoured by DWAS, former Doctor Who producer.
You can tell Jason that we've stopped doing spoilers.
Yeah, tell Jason we're not likely to do any more spoilers.
Okay, let me try and unplug the headphones and see if we can hear you again.
It's all going to fall apart.
Oh, and it echoey out there. Can I carry on?
Now, I could try to use those.
You could do, but could I carry on?
If you want to. But
I'll carry on then.
Okay, can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, we've taken you off of headphones.
Thank you. Well, they were quite uncomfortable anyway, so thank you.
You can see Jason, we can't see you, Kirby.
It doesn't matter.
Kirby, move to your right, Kirby.
Moving on. Former Doctor Who producer Philip Hinchcliffe has been honoured with an award outstanding contribution to the programme presented by the Doctor Who Appreciation Society, or DWAS. He was producer of Doctor Who from 75 to 77, and may I say, one of the best we've ever had. There's been a new design for K9 revealed. It's not any better than the previous design. New design for Doctor's
like
favourite.
One of those toys from the 90s that you used to be able to control as a dog.
Looks very similar to the one from the Australian series. Oh, it is that one. new design for Doctor's favourite tin dog, K9, has been revealed at the DWAS convention being held this weekend in Sussex. The robot dog will feature in a new movie, Timequake. Oh, good God help us. Due to be released next year. The new design
Master.
Was... What?
It's not K9 without the Doctor or Sarah Jane, so
I know.
Forget about it.
Well, it's
a dog.
It's very similar
it's
to
a robot
to the,
dog.
Yeah, it's one from the series.
With a voice that, huh?
I say it's one from the Australian TV series.
I know, but that's still not K9. Not without the Doctor or Sarah Jane.
Yeah, but it's got the appropriate voice, isn't it?
So that's not everything.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in the Doctor Who universe. Anyway, the new design was unveiled by the robots creator Bob Baker and by Paul Tams, a producer for the upcoming film and one of the men behind the Australian TV series K9.
Yes.
It talks about the times that the show went out. We don't really want to talk about that. Doctor Who official block.
Nerd block. I wish I could afford to get that.
What is it then? Is it like a Lego thing?
No, it's you get basically a what looks like a block of merchandise. And they do different themes, and you'll get Harry Potter block or Serenity block or Star Wars block, and it's Doctor Who.
So what do you get with it then?
You can get T-shirts, you can get Titans, you can get memorabilia, rare stuff that's only been made for the nerd blocks, but they are quite expensive. I would get it if I could.
Are they random, or can you actually pick exactly what you want?
You can't pick exactly what you want, you just get sent the block.
Yeah, I thought that might be the case. Quite a lot of money for something you don't know whether you're going to like what you get or not, which is a bit of a shame. Right, Series 10.
You're supposed to like it all.
Series 10,
yeah, exactly.
Peter Capaldi's final series of The Doctor will be available to buy in two parts on DVD and Blu-ray, as well as the complete version releasing later this year. I would have thought on the complete version you'd get the Christmas special. The first part on the 29th of May and the second part on the 17th of July. There's some competition roundups, which I'm not going to talk about, and the Doctor Who magazine 512 has a rather cool picture of Peter Capaldi doing an upside down version of the hand pose he did on the picture he had with us, Debbie. Although your picture was actually photoshopped into that one, wasn't it?
That's the problem. People don't believe we were there, except for the fact I've got.
They'll believe I was there. Because you can actually see me. Well, not in that picture, you can't. Well, the family one we did, you can see that.
Yeah, I've got a picture of Debbie messing around in front of him when he's taking pictures of the people. So proof we were there.
let's see what we've got here. I've got, I think we did that last week. See the final ratings for Doctor Who. Oh, no, we were 10th. This must be the latest one. 23rd of April. Why does it not say the episode? Right, we finished 23rd on the 22nd of April. but with 5.98 million as the final figure for episode 2, I believe. So there you go. A bit of news there. So should we move on to sponsors before we move back to Jason?
Is that whowon.co.uk?
Would you say so? Probably is, because that was one of our sponsors.
Talking whowon.co.uk,
thank you, Mary.
Good Lord.
It can only really be done properly by Mary. But remember the days when she used to get the URL wrong?
Oh my God, I used to get that wrong all the time, yeah.
You did. It's a really cool new thing.
But it's easy. It's whowon.co.uk.
I say it so I can flub it, yes.
There's a really cool new thing available at whowon.co.uk. I might have to get it because I have got such a messy desk. It's the TARDIS Desk Tidy.
Where?
Oh, we've talked about whowon.co.uk.
Yes, I'm on whowon.co.uk. Is it in the latest products?
Are we talking about whowon.co.uk?
Yes, the latest products. Oh, no, it's coming soon. Sorry. Oh, no, it's not.
Actually, Adam, you've already got a desk tidy. It's called Alpha Debbie. You're talking about just switch everything into a bin.
No. Yeah. I've got a bin, which is a TARDIS bin, but the desk tidy, which is basically for where I could keep my pens or sonic screwdrivers, if I could find them all. Where is that?
Like Capaldi had in the first episode.
Indeed. All right.
No station included.
Oh, you found it now, have you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's on the first page, the home page of whowon.co.uk. You've got Doctor Who Magazine 512. Get it quicker from them if you're not in the UK. The Desk Tidy, $14.99. I could have had that for my birthday. I'm really frustrated because I couldn't think of what to get for my birthday. I ended up asking for one of those weird Amazon things. I think they're called Echo. But it's an Echo Dot. So I'm hoping to get one of them.
Brilliant!
I'm hoping to get one of them for my birthday, and having some fun with it, because I've signed up to Spotify. Will you stop messing around? Pissing in the microphone. Getting
Adam
cross now. TARDIS eraser. Hello?
Like that wouldn't just streak blue across the paper.
Well, it's a rubber,
hey,
it shouldn't
master?
Do. Yes,
master?
Darling. Yes, my little love. Yes?
Jason just asked me, what's the website we're talking about?
Oh, dear. Whowon.co.uk, for goodness sake. Right, who's making inappropriate noises?
Oh,
right, I'm going to get cross in a minute.
This is for the audience so they can hear it multiple times.
Why am I hearing music playing in the background?
Because I've just come into the house. It's getting a bit cold outside. I don't have a good service
ring. You should get one of those garden heaters.
Jason, while you're visiting over there, you should go to Whowon.
Come to the island.
He's not going to do that.
Why not?
Because he's heard that you live there, Deb.
Anyway,
can I carry on with the sponsor stuff? Yeah, that rubber looks quite nice, doesn't it, Debbie?
Yeah.
Agree
here.
A rubber?
Yeah, eraser. So another word for an eraser. Is that a cat? That's whowon.co.uk finished. Lavazzi, I don't even have to go to the website, lavazzi.co.uk, where you can buy some blimmin' good scarves.
Oh, that would be a good reason.
Oh, for goodness sake, why are we getting sound effects like we're back in that house again?
Lavazzi?
Because I'm just trying to shut the conservancy door, just cut the music out. You play the music, I shut the door, you moan again.
That scarf's amazing, Kirby. Can I see that scarf again?
Kirby, who gave you that scarf?
Yeah.
You did.
No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, Jesus gave it, you
did. Why do I bother? Right,
that was
okay. We've covered all the housekeeping stuff. Have a chat with Jason for a bit. I must get myself a can of Stella once this episode's finished.
What was your favourite part of the con this time?
You're going to bet I'm not going to be this longer. It's all gone quiet.
I know, she just asked Jason what his favourite part of the con is. Oh.
Can you hear us, Jason?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah. What was your favourite part of this weekend?
The guest is always cool to see the guest.
Andy, shut up, we can't hear him.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, we can hear you, but Andy's rattling.
Am I talking too loud?
No,
you're... Or do you need me to talk a little louder?
No, that's fine.
Am I too loud?
Right, I'll just hang Andy up so we can hear you. Right,
so
carry
you can't hear me, or am I too low?
No, Jason, it was Andy being too loud. We couldn't hear him, hear you over him rattling. Don't worry.
Yeah,
he was rattling.
Okay, I thought there was some technical glitch or something.
No. It was Andy.
No, it's human error.
Total rattling. Human error. I'll take that.
Are you going to be going to Cerberus next month?
Yeah, I will be at Con K next month, so I'm looking forward to meeting Peter Davison. So, very unlikely we'll ever meet Tom Baker. Peter Davison will complete my meeting the classic Doctors 5 through 8. So,
oh, fantastic!
I'm pretty excited about that, and also, like I said, I'm glad to meet Camille Cordry because she's someone from the Series 1 I've wanted to meet, you know, some other, of course. I hope one day meet Billy Piper and Noel Clark one day as well. So, and I don't know if it ever will happen, but maybe one day Christopher Eccleston will say yes one day.
Yeah, I hope so one day. He's renowned for saying no, unfortunately.
He is indeed.
Now, I've met Billy Piper and Noel Clark.
Oh, you met them both?
Yeah.
They're fairly nice people.
That was
Did
a
you
Chicago
like them?
Artist. Oh,
is
Noel
that what you snog Paul McGann?
Well,
wild.
Jason snogged Paul McGann as well. My goodness.
Yes.
I've
met Paul McGann twice, actually. And actually, I've met Colin Baker. This is my fourth time meeting Colin Baker, so I've met him four times already. So he's probably the one I've met the most.
This is my third time meeting Colin Baker.
It's not a competition, Kirby.
Well, Colin Baker doesn't like me.
No wagering.
So now I need to up it. Now I need to meet Sylvester McCoy a few more times, and then after I meet Peter Davison, maybe meet him a few more times as well.
Yeah, I like to meet Peter Davison, and I haven't done him. He's my favorite.
Also,
doctor.
This is my first time meeting Nicola Bryant. So I, like I said, I met Sophie Aldred last month at Con GT, which was really cool, and I met Fraser Hines last time. That was my second time meeting Fraser Hines back in March. And then, like I said, two times I met Colin Spall, and let's see who. So yeah, and like I said, this like first with Nicola and Camille were my first time meeting. And then of course next year, I think is it Neve McIntosh if I remember.
Neve.
Play Adam
Neve
Astra.
McIntosh.
Neve, yeah.
Yeah, I will meet her as well. I will be meeting her as well next month. Including,
she's fabulous. She's fun. She is really good fun. She's great to follow on Facebook as well.
Oh, is she? Okay.
Yeah.
And it'll be probably my third time meeting David Gareth Lloyd and next month. And who's the other? Oh, I don't remember. Anyway, those are the three I remember. The three top three I remember for Con K.
Cool.
Excellent.
I mean, yeah. That's for this year's Con K.
So did anything happen this weekend that surprised you?
Well,
you sound like you've been there and done that.
Let's just say it like this. I didn't get to do as much as I wanted to because my girlfriend wanted to spend more time with me this weekend. So we'll just say it like that.
That's it. More time with you. Sounds interesting. You want to go into that a little bit?
No, man.
I think the word is TMI right now.
Come on, Jason, we're hanging on every word here.
it's like now it's become the gossip hour or something right now.
It's that time of day over here.
So what's left at your convention today? Is there stuff still to happen?
We've like I said, we've done kind of the dealer's room and stuff like that and stuff. So we, you know, got around to doing that more. And then one thing, I don't know if the Kirby had, I haven't seen it, but you guys have heard about that. They did like kind of that reimagined Star Trek.
Why are you waving
like
a piece
like
of paper?
Band, I think like Andy, a fan video or something.
Andy,
with some production values,
you're on sideways. That's better.
Oh, we can see you now, Kenneth.
Yes. I don't know if Kirby's mentioned this or not, but I talked to when I was getting my autograph signed by Nicola. She was telling me, because I know Colin Baker I don't know how many episodes he did, but Nicola Bryant did an episode or two with or whatever on the Star Trek Continues thing. I don't know.
you know, do you know much about it? I don't know too much about it, except...
Oh, look, it's Andy.
What? I can see Andy.
Nobody ever gets distracted on this show, do they?
And he's still awake.
He's actually a real person. He's not like a cardboard cutout or somebody else.
That's how he works out what to say, that little board there. He's a board of letters, everyone. He just throws them on the board, and that's what he's going to say in the show this week.
That's where he puts the answers for the quiz.
It looks like it's getting sunset over there in the UK now, right?
Virtually. Well, that's gone, isn't it? I've just got a very dark grey sky.
Wow. Yeah, it's 9 o'clock now. It's now 9 o'clock, Jason. Sun has gone down, so... There's a nice moon up there.
A nice moon? That's an egg, isn't it?
I'm trying to work out. Oh, hey, can you see the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope it doesn't hatch just yet.
Yeah.
It'll replace itself, don't worry.
Yeah, because then there goes the tides.
Yeah. Anyway, going to have to wind the show up in a minute. Getting up for 2 hours. I'll get into trouble if it overruns past 2 hours. Because Isabella's got sats this week, and we don't want to keep her awake this week.
Good luck to her.
Yes.
I don't know if you I'm sure you heard me try to talk with someone who was close by.
Yeah.
The head of the convention, the guy who runs the convention, Alan Seiler, was sitting here using one of these computers that belonged to the hotel.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get him to join us, and he did want to, but he has to go back and do convention stuff.
Oh, okay.
So he wasn't able to. But maybe he'll join us another year.
Hopefully so. Anyway, well, next week, everybody, I have to upset some people. Oh, dear. Because I've got something on Sunday evening at 7 p.m.
Ah,
indeed. So I can't do the show on Sunday. I do apologize.
We can do it at midnight.
No. Midnight's no. An old story.
Will you stop going on about your cat?
That's a David Tennant episode.
Yeah. I can do it on Monday morning, but that will be it because I can't do it any later because I've got a photo shoot in the afternoon. I'm wiped out for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Hang on, I've got the right day. Oh, no, hang on. Oh, no, that's it. Yeah, so I'm wiped out for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. I've got a wedding on Saturday and then we're back as usual on the Sunday. So I do apologise, but it does rather look like anybody who can make 10 a.m. on Monday morning is on the show.
Might be able to do it. That suits me because I can't.
I'll do it reluctantly.
Anyway.
Reluctantly, yeah. So that's it then. Monday, the 15th of May at 10 a.m. British Summer Time. So, Debbie, you could come and join me, hopefully.
Yes, if that's okay.
It's always okay. I mean, it would have been okay for you to come around tonight, but you couldn't be bothered.
All you've got to do is jump over the fence as well, Debbie. Yeah. You're next door, aren't you?
I know.
But anyway, so a bit of a chaotic episode. That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
really. Nice to see Jason.
We always have chaotic episodes.
So what's the title of next week's episode? Anybody know? Next week's episode of Doctor Who, anybody know what it's called?
Yes.
Breathe.
Okay. Breathe. For Debbie. Until next week.
I said it too.
Now, thank you, Jason, for coming to visit us again. And stop picking your nose, Andy. Until next week, we don't know who's going to be on the show. I'll probably be here for some reason or other. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, fancy pants.
Bye.
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 Thanks for fish.
Keep going.
Keep going, what do you mean? I haven't stopped the thing yet. Have I?
Megabyte Doctor Who podcast is an APV services production sponsored by whoone.co.uk and lavazi.co.uk. We are a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.